Hey, good evening. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Hey, welcome to Calgary's best podcast. You know why it's the best, Rochelle?
Why?
Because we take a lot of shit, but we keep on doing shows.
Like what shit?
Life shit. General life shit. You know, we get punched in the balls, we get kicked in the tit, we get smacked in the teeth, we get our hair pulled, our ass poked in a bad way, and we keep on doing it. We did
in a bad way,
not the good way. You know, not the good way, like most people somehow get their butts poked, but in the bad way, we get that done to us, and we keep on doing it. Well, of course, we did have to miss a show on Sunday, but we had a very good reason for that. Rochelle went out and did yoga, who's completely incapacitated.
Holy shit. Yeah, that was nuts.
Completely incapacitated. I had one of those days. Now, let me just paint you a picture here, audience. Now, generally speaking, I get about 6 hours of sleep a night. I should get more. Yes, I know. I know. All right. Save the lectures. But every once in a while, this happens maybe every 2-3 months or so, I have what I call a catch-up day, right? And what that day consists of is where my body ceases to function, period. Sunday was that day. I slept a lot. I was up for a bit, had like a 2-hour nap, and then I went to bed early. Now I think I'm good for another 2 or 3 months, right?
It's like your hibernating day.
Oh my goodness, it was a wreck. And I'm like, we had every intention of doing the show. In fact, I had planned, somehow managed to put all together the show notes and clips. But somehow both Rochelle's and my body just did not feel like participating that day. We're sorry. We'll make it up to you. We promise we'll make it up to you, because we'll put on our good face so that if your life is shitty, you can smile for an hour or so. We'll do that for you. It's our gift to you. You just keep on saying that you like the show. Give us a, hey, good job every once in a while, and we'll keep doing the show, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so...
Man, I could not believe how, like, that yoga class that I took on the Sunday, holy cow, I think it was, like, a little bit too advanced for me, because I ended up, coming home from the class, laying down on the couch, and I could not move.
Yeah.
And then the next day afterwards, I could still feel it. Holy shit. Like, it was a good kind of pain, because, I felt like my whole body got stretched out, but I was gone.
Yeah. So clearly on Sunday.
Unless you like brought the microphone to the couch.
Which I was considering. I do have the means to do that. And we could have done that, but that would involve me getting up, which obviously I was also not in that much of a condition as well. I'll just say this before we move on to our thing. We have a website. It's called tiptaptip.com. You go there and you subscribe to our show. You can also go to iTunes. iTunes is this wonderful program put up by Apple, and you go to the podcast section there. You type in Tip Tap Tip and we're there. You click on subscribe, and while you're hanging out, click on the subscribe button. You can also rate and give us a nice review, which is fantastic. Okay, Apple, this is a really great time to do a software update. Not now.
Oh, it's so weird that would pop up.
It happens every once in a while. we also do broadcast our show every Wednesday and Sunday. That's 8:30 p.m. Calgary time. Where you are, you do the math. You go to tiptaptip.com/live. We have a little countdown thingy. It tells you when our next live show is. So if you're in the moon, Mars, or on the sun itself, you can check that out, and it will tell you when their next show is.
Cool.
Here is something I've not thought about in a long time.
What?
Apparently, we still have a voicemail number. Now, I remember a while back we had made a point to stop talking about it, because we would repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, and no one would ever call, right?
Yeah.
You know, occasionally we would get a number, and generally, sometimes it would be by mistake, right?
Yeah, that was funny, though.
Same thing happened again. Another mistake call that we got on our voicemail line. But if you want to make a non-mistake call, you can call that and leave a message. That number is 310-584-7827 or 310-5-TIP-TAP. Now, here's a message from a stranger wanting to inquire about something or other. Let's have a listen.
Hello, my name is Carol Scott. I'm Caleb Scott's mom from Creative Center. I was curious if it might be possible to explore the possibility of setting up a play date with Miles and Caleb at some point. This weekend we have some time, maybe Sunday afternoon, at least at the moment we do. And we have two older kids, so, you know, we'll see how the weekend plays out. Our number is... My cell is... not impossible that we could work something out during the week, and then after that we'll sort of have to play by ear. But it would be nice to get them together if you would be interested. Take care. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
I just realized I made a mistake. I had one clip, which is called voicemail.mp3, that had another clip called voicemail beeped.mp3, where I had the numbers beeped out. And
oh, now everyone's going to phone this poor lady.
So, okay, please. Okay, listeners, do me a favor. Be nice. It is a genuine call. She's not being a bitch.
She just wants a play date.
She just wants a play date with her child to play with another child. It's perfectly cool, all right?
Can't you just go over and edit it and beep it again?
Yeah, I could do that later, but...
Maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe I should. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, if you want to leave a voicemail, that's... the number again is 310-584-7827. That's 310-5-TIP-TAP.
What's that area code for?
I think it's California, because when I had signed up for this service, it's through Google Voice. Which is a thing, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And I think 310 is an area code, and maybe the person who just joined us in the chat can let us know about that. Let's make ourselves feel great, all right? And especially for the person who just dropped in or something.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire, with his long white pipe, fuzzy woolly toes. In a hobbit hole, and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo, Baggins, John, Bilbo, Bilbo, Baggins, bravest little hobbit ever. Hobbits are peaceful, and the folks you know, they're never in a hurry, and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home, they just like to eat. Be left alone, but one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the cave below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. He reeled with Gollum, a magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the elf king's hall.
There we go.
Is that the dude from Star Trek?
Yes, Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock from Star Trek, who apparently had a bit of a singing career whilst filming that show in the 1960s.
That's so awesome.
It's clips like these. I'll thank Calvin, who sent this one in to me last week. But it's clips like these which make me think.
I wish I lived in the 60s.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. All the girls are wearing like just basic sweatshirts that have psychedelic prints on them, and then, you know, their props are little pieces of paper that say stuff on it. Like, what does it say on it? I can't really read it.
I can't read his badge. It's a bit blurry.
And then just, I don't know, it just seemed really fun.
Were girls just cuter in the 1960s? Or is it just...
I don't know. It kind of seems like it, eh?
What happened? I think we're de-evolving.
But they also, like, girls in the 1960s, they did a lot. Like, they wore fake eyelashes. They had, like, some of those girls are probably wearing wigs. They're pretty high maintenance.
For real. And they're just dancing around like hobbits. Bilbo Baggins.
What? Someone is in the chat and they're saying, it's me. I'm on my phone. I can't hear anything.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Or see anything in the chat. Oh, okay. Because he's on the iPhone and things are not happening. I don't know. I don't know why things are not working.
How do you know that he's on his iPhone?
Because he says I'm on my phone. Oh. Well, I'm guessing it's a phone. It could be an iPhone. Could be a whatever. But we will, so this person will just listen to the show tomorrow. And this is why we have a live chat. So we can directly interact with our audience so that they say things in the chat and we can go, hey, yes, I agree with that thing. That's pretty awesome. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but the stupid person can't hear anything.
Well, we can pretend that they do. So he'll just remain in the chat, and that will be
he
that.
He or she.
The person, a.k.a. M.B.
It's not like they put that in there. No. They just randomly type stuff.
Yep. Well, there you go. More Germans are opting for penis enlargement. That's a thing. German plastic surgeons said they were surprised by a recent dramatic increase in demand for penis enlargement operations. Sven von Saldern, that's a real name. I'm so burpy tonight. What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
Must be the chili. President of the German Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery said penis enlargement operations are now the 7th most common aesthetic procedures performed on men in the country. How do these work? I've always wondered about this, but I've always been afraid that I would faint if I did the research on the internet and I saw the surgery involved, right?
You're asking me how it works?
You know things, right?
I think that maybe they cut the tissue or something at the top of the penis so that they can make it longer.
Hmm.
And they just kind of like pull it out or something. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm afraid to look these things up on the internet because I'd probably barf. He said the association has also noticed an increase in demand for genital-related procedures for women, but they've yet to break the top 10 most common surgeries. It must have something to do with the trend towards intimate shaving. All right. Intimate shaving.
Or the trend towards watching porn stars, and all the porn stars have that done.
They all have, like, what, labiaplasties?
It's crazy, and it makes it look totally, totally different, like not normal.
Looks like an axe wound.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to like a butterfly or a flower.
Yeah, totally. And so, I don't know, I think all these women are like, you know, they think that they need to get that done. I think that's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's like that because those little flappy things are protectors.
Is that what their purpose is?
Well, that's what I'm assuming.
I don't know.
You know? Mm. So that...
I thought it was just to high-five your balls is what they're going in. Who knew? Maybe they're protect.
I think that's what it's for. I'm not a doctor.
High-five. Good job. Keep on doing that thing you're doing. It must have something to do with the trend towards intimate shaving. He said, Von Saldern said cosmetic surgery on female genitals also tends to involve the correction of functional problems rather than merely changing their appearance.
Functional problems?
Really? For men, there is only the desire for more volume, he said. It's an especially sensitive subject because high expectations may not always be fulfilled. There you go. Well, good luck, Germans. I don't know. What can you say about that? Other than intimate shaving. Right? You know, you learn something new each day.
We're just going to take the evening off to do some intimate shaving.
You know,
sometimes, what does that mean?
Sometimes me and my wife, we like to lower the lights, throw in some candles, and intimate shave each other. Exactly. You know.
Oh, you know, it'd be the creepiest thing if you did intimate shaving with a straight blade.
Oh. I can't even do non-intimate shaving with a straight blade. That shit freaks me out.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, though.
No, I would never let...
You would never... If some old barber who's been doing it for like 30 years. You wouldn't let him shave your face with a straight razor?
Not my face, but I remember one time I was visiting Montreal and I got a haircut. And it was just a short haircut, but then he cleaned up the back of my neck with a straight razor. And actually, it's nice because he put on the hot lather. But my face, oh man, like, I don't want something that sharp close to like veins or arteries, which are required to keep me alive. All right.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
If he sneezes, I'm fucked. All right. But if somebody sneezes with like a Mach 3, I might get a nick. All right. If somebody sneezes with your little electric shaving thing.
Yeah, but I don't think that, like, back in the day when barbershops, you know, were around and men would get that done all the time, I don't think that people died from that.
I don't know. I just remember that scene in the Dracula movie from the 1990s with Gary Oldman, where he has that straight razor and he puts it across his tongue. I'm like, fuck that shit.
Well, it's sharp.
Yeah, no shit, it's sharp.
Maybe I should get one and I can do it for you.
No, how about you don't?
I'll learn,
we'll pretend you don't.
I'll learn how to do it on your chest.
No.
I actually learned how to do it. Like, when you go to hair school, you have to learn how to do it, but you don't actually do it. Because it's on your chest.
Would you do it on, like, a balloon or what?
No, they just show you, you know, at this point, this certain section of your face, you go.
For dudes?
Yeah, like, the razor goes up. Other razor goes down.
And the neck is just a fucking free-for-all. It's going all over every which
direction. Yeah, see, that's the thing that I wouldn't feel comfortable. Because sometimes, like, when guys come in and they have a beard, I'll clean up around their beard.
Right? Yeah.
And then I have to do their neck. And some dudes, like, the Adam's apple is really bulgy and bony. And I'm scared to go over with my clippers, which will not cut. I mean, they can, but, you know. It's not a straight blade.
Yeah,
dudes do that. Like your Adam's apple is.
It's
not
okay.
Really, it's not really.
But
that
I've seen like usually it's usually on like skinnier dudes, right?
Yeah.
They have like this fucking bulge hanging out of their neck, right?
Yeah, and then if they talk while you're doing it, then it's moving
fuck
up and down.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
usually they don't.
It's kind of like when I'm shaving my balls, right?
You really have to talk about that? That's so gross.
No, because I'm always afraid of the seam. You know, the divide.
Really, I don't think people want to get this visual aspect coming from you. That's gross.
The intimate shaving?
Yeah. Right, well, you don't need to talk about that in detail.
I'm pretty much done talking what I was talking about.
Ugh,
let's move on.
You're sick.
You don't worry about that. All right.
No, I don't worry about that.
Well. You're just a.
I think sometimes you forget that this is like on the internet and people hear it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everybody's going to be like, yeah, the Eric Skilling talks about shaving his balls. That's gross.
It's the 2000s. Come on. I'm an adult. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Whatever. Yeah. Anyways, this is something we probably could have used on Sunday.
On lazy days when it's chilly, turning up the heat costs money, and wrestling with blankets is silly. This one's too big, that one's too small, and a blanket can't cover it all. If you want to stay warm, you need Forever Lazy, the one-piece, lie-around, lounge-around, full-body lazy wear that covers you from head to toe in soft, warm fleece. Just slip it in, zip it, and get lazy. Now you're toasty warm from head to toe, and your hands and feet stay free, so you can talk on the phone, enjoy a good book, do homework, or just do nothing at all. Forever Lazy is made of ultra-soft, breathable fleece, and it's oversized for that baggy, comfortable, lazy day, perfect pajama feeling you love. Party it up with friends or enjoy some down.
hey everybody, let's come over to my place and watch sports, but don't forget to bring your Forever Lazies.
It's not really something that I put on our one piece snugglers, which are like the same,
yeah,
you know, like in front of friends and stuff, and I feel kind of like gross because you're in this one piece baggy fleece outfit, like,
yeah.
It's not cool. That's, yeah, I wouldn't want to wear that in front of other people.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, come on.
Like, as a joke, but.
Yeah, it's a thing, but.
But this one's cute because it's pink.
Not bright blue like
ours. Yeah, not bright blue.
Time with pets. And do it all while staying warm, comfortable, and lazy. Forever Lazy comes in four stylish colors in sizes to fit everyone in the family. So you can all watch the big game together while Dad does what he does best. Whether you're raiding the fridge during
Dad is really good at sleeping.
Yeah.
Dad?
My dad does what he does best.
Break or cramming for a college exam, Forever Lazy keeps you comfy cozy. With a drawstring hoodie to keep the chilly weather away, Forever Lazy is the best way to stay warm outdoors.
If you're like you're gonna wear that shit outdoors.
If you're hanging it out on a gazebo with your loved one, why don't get into a Forever Lazy?
These people are hanging out downtown in their Forever Lazies with beer.
They're having a tailgate party and they're Forever Lazies. Because it's fun.
It's so weird.
And it makes it really easy for potential rapists because it's just one zipper down the front before they can get to you. I guess they didn't really think of that. Huh?
That's gross, Eric.
Not like we're saying people should rape that. Of course, we're clearly...
Okay.
Tip is clearly anti-rape. All right?
Let's talk about rape for another 5 minutes, because that might make it better what you're saying, right?
I'm just trying
to... Shut up! Holy shit.
Let me just clarify the official position of Tip Tap Tip. Don't rape.
Okay, good. Right. Done.
Done. All right, let's move on.
It will be the talk of your next tailgate, and you'll stay warm and comfortable through the entire game. Uh-oh, gotta go? No worries. Forever Lazy has zippered hatches in front and back for great escapes when duty calls.
What? Forever Lazy. Oh my goodness, that's awesome. Okay, it has like a little...
Poop chute. Basically.
That is awesome. That's even easier for rape.
Oh my goodness. Either way, you're fucked.
Arping.
Oh man. I need one of these.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Any size is just $19.95. But wait, call now and we'll also include the fleece footies to
Your
toes toasty warm. The footies are a $10 value, but they're yours free. Order now and we'll send you the Forever Lazy inflatable neck pillow, great for home, travel, or just being lazy. It's a $10 value, but it's yours free. Just pay
price. Now, these people clearly do not want you to move at all.
No, not at all. Just be lazy. Lazy, lazy, lazy.
And the Forever Lazy grabber, so you never have to get off the couch.
Accessing and handling. You get the Forever Lazy, the footies, and the neck pillow, all for just $19.95. Here's how to order.
There it is. Forever Lazy. Okay. A variety of beautiful colors. Including pink.
You know, it'd be really funny if you, went on a plane ride and you wore your Forever Lazy to the airport and on the plane.
You know, it's illegal. It's just,
it's not illegal.
It's just weird socially. Like, you know, you can do it if you really want to. Might get weird looks, but, yeah. Do you have any topic ideas? No.
What? No.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Do you have any stories, Rochelle?
No.
Our listeners might.
Oh, except for today.
What?
Oh, I told you that, like, when I was going to the recycle bin, I had to find some cardboard.
Oh, yes. What happened there? Yeah, I got a text message.
Yeah, so I'm, like, kind of, you know, I'm just running out of the house just
to go.
Just
quickly pass me my phone. I'm just going to read the text message that you sent. We'll just go. Thank you. So this is something which happened earlier in the day. I'm at work. It's about, I think, the middle of the afternoon. I get this text message from Rochelle, and it says, I'll just quote it.
Just let me explain first.
All right.
So I am running out of the house. I'm just trying to wrap up this painting, get some cardboard at the recycle bin. So basically, I'm dumpster diving at the recycle bin for cardboard, because why would you buy it when it's right there for free, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I found some, like, styrofoam wrapping stuff, too. And so I'm going through this stuff, and then... I'm wearing my version of my Forever Lazy outfit today.
What was that? Your hammer pants?
My hammer pants from H&M. They're basically a one piece jumper.
Yeah.
And I don't really have any makeup on. Kind of just look like shit, really.
Right.
Like, you know. And, Yeah, and then this dude comes up to me and asks me for the time, and I say to him, like, you know, before I left the apartment, it was around 1, so I said, oh, it's probably around 1.
Yeah.
And he kept on asking, you know, like, do you know, is that for sure? Is that for sure? And I don't think English was his first language, because he kind of had problems, like, figuring out what to say.
Maybe he was just drunk, because a lot of people drunk.
No, he wasn't drunk at all. Like, he saw me there, and then he came up and started talking to me.
Oh.
No, but he was an older Asian dude, you know? Anyway, read the text.
So I get this text message in the middle of the afternoon. Rochelle writes, just got picked up by an old Asian guy. Weird. He asked me for the time and said, then my name. I said, no, thank you! Exclamation point. And then I replied, do I need to punch him in the balls? And Rochelle replies, you probably can find them. These are the exchanges that we have in the afternoon. Yeah. So anyways,
that was
interesting. So, like I was saying, if you have any stories, topic ideas, any questions, send it to info@tiptaptip.com. And before I forget to mention it next time or forever even, if you want to hear your voice, 310-584-7827 is our voicemail line. That's 310-5-TIP-TAP. We've had this line forever. We just have neglected to mention it for the last year and a bit.
Yeah, I thought we didn't have it anymore.
No, it's just hanging around. I didn't delete it. It's just,
okay, I have another story.
Oh, you have another story?
Yeah. So I was going grocery shopping on Monday.
Yeah.
And I was in Safeway, and I'm, you know, just listening to music, just trying to get the stuff I need to get home or whatever. And the cutest old lady came out to me. She's wearing kind of like a little sun hat with a scarf on it and stuff. And she just looked at my grocery cart. And she just said to me, oh, you must be a good housekeeper. You've got everything so nicely organized.
And let me say,
isn't that cute?
Rochelle is an excellent housekeeper.
Well, that's because that night I baked, like, what, 3 cakes?
Sweet
and
Jesus.
20 muffins.
I wake up and it's like at the dining room table is full of fucking baking. And I'm like, what the shit? Well, it's great.
Well, it's because the recipes, I didn't realize that the recipes that I used all were massive recipes. Anyway, it's just nice when people come up to you in the grocery store and kind of say nice things.
Yep. Certainly is.
But not pick you up?
It's never happened to me in the grocery store.
Yeah, but Eric, that's because when you leave the apartment, you're like, I told you, you're like a horse with blinders. You don't notice anything else around you.
So were you saying people are looking at my cock left and right?
Yeah.
Do you notice people looking?
I notice sometimes girls checking you out are guys, and you have no clue.
And I'm with you.
Yeah.
And why don't you just go? Like,
I have done that. I have done that. And you're like,
no, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're not looking at me.
You have no clue.
And they're checking out my shit, or they're checking out my face?
They're totally checking out your junk.
Oh, fuck. I wear tighter pants. Yeah. That hot piece of ass Nancy Grace was in the end.
Oh, sick. Don't refer to her that way.
That hot, hot piece of woman Nancy Grace was in the news for reasons I certainly don't mind.
Has one of the twins made a cameo? Reports have emerged that HLN host Nancy Grace apparently suffered a wardrobe malfunction this week while appearing as a contestant on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. There had been speculation that one of Grace's nipples had been exposed as the broadcast cut to an awkward shot of the audience followed by a joke by host Tom Bergeron as he said that, on the European version, that would be absolutely fine. She tells People magazine that industrial-strength bras and gaffer tape prevent any chances of flashing the audience. The former prosecutor's performance score did improve, as she and partner Tristan McManus received a score of 21 out of 30 from the judges, up 5 points from last week. Ken Lombardi, CBSNews.com.
That last part really means nothing to me because I'm not watching the show, but I remember I did watch that clip, and she's dancing around, and one tit was just flopping around. And, like, it was like, I don't think it was out, but it was like a cat in a bag. It was just wanting to get out, right? You know?
Yeah, you could probably see the little, like, you'll lie.
Yeah, you did see that, but
maybe she should get a dress that fits her properly next time, that holds her tits in.
Yeah, they were just, that one was just like, hello. It's like, all over the place. Yep, Nancy Grace.
It's kind of weird to see somebody who's like a news lady who's usually like super covered up in something that's so revealing.
It's Dancing with the Stars, so of course they're doing like all the...
Yeah, everybody has to dress like a skank on that, right?
Pretty much. I would lose first at that show. I can't dance.
No, you can't dance.
Well, ever since I hung up my dancing shoes, like... several years.
Eric, I've never seen you dance.
You've seen me dance like 2 weeks ago at the thing.
At what thing?
The cookbook release thing, and I was shitty.
Yeah, I know, but the only reason why you dance is because I had no friends who were wanting to dance with me, so I made you dance with me.
Boy, did I do it awesome.
We should just have like little dance parties, just me and you in our...
Well, I do have a little dance parties for your show, but usually it's when you're watching TV.
Yeah, but usually it's just you.
Actually,
and yeah. No, but you won't dance like that in front of people.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of TV, Rochelle and I watched two of the most interesting movies in the world last night.
Not really.
I'm trying to play it up, Rochelle. Go with me on this.
Okay.
We have Netflix. We've mentioned this. And I think it's you were the person who were originally interested in watching The Blue Lagoon. This is a movie...
That's because I was talking to a client of mine, and he was explaining it to me. And I was like, huh, I don't think I've seen that. I thought I've seen that. And so then I watched it.
Yeah, Blue Lagoon is a movie which came out in 1980, starring Brooke Shields and Chris Atkins, I believe is the name of the actor. And they play a couple of teenagers who are on an island in the South Pacific, growing up on their own, exploring.
See, and I thought they were brother and sister, but they're not.
No, they're cousins. Exploring all the interesting things which happen to people when they're growing up from a very young age to adolescence.
And I think the coolest part is, okay, so they land on the island when they're probably about like 6 and 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
With an older man, and their parents... You know, the older man ends up passing away. So then these two people, let's be clear.
The old man got drunk, walked out to sea, and probably drowned.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So the kids end up having to figure out everything themselves, such as puberty, the girl getting her period, sex, having a baby. It's kind of interesting because it shows that, I mean, this is what I thought is that it shows how strong like your human nature is to do those things, that it just comes naturally. You just figure it out.
It was an okay movie.
I didn't mind. The first one I thought it was fine. You know, it wasn't super amazing.
Yeah. And then we watched, then apparently there was.
The second one ruined it for me because the second one was the same story.
The exact same fucking story, pretty much. I'm going to ruin this for you. Spoiler alert. Okay, whatever. This movie came out 31 years ago. Calm down.
yeah.
So if you haven't seen it yet, deal with it.
The second one has Mila Jovovich.
And
there's not as much nudity in the second one. The first one, it's like naked everywhere all the time.
And they're teenagers when they film this, so it's kind of weird. That movie would never get made today.
No, not at all.
People would be like, they just would not.
Well, and I think even the second one, there's like no nudity, really.
But you did see a bit of the Jovovich's boob, I think, at one point. That's about it.
Yeah, like side boob.
Yeah, not like all the tits in the first one.
Yeah.
And the dude's junk flipping around.
Flipping around in the water.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the second one, to ruin it for you, the characters in the first movie die, the baby grows up, goes on the ship with a woman, she gets kicked off the ship with another baby, that boat that they're on goes
Why
on.
Why are you telling all of it? You don't need to tell all of it.
Okay.
It basically ended up being the same story.
Same fucking movie. All right.
Yeah. Would not recommend.
Why did we watch both those movies?
Well, because I kept on thinking that it would change and it would do something awesome.
Oh, wow.
Change it to something awesome, but then it didn't. It was...
Same shit.
Yeah.
A bit of action near the end of the second one.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Out of 4 stars, what do you give the Blue Lagoon first one? 2? That's what I give it.
No, I'd say 3.
All right, I give it 2.
I thought the music was really nice and it was pretty.
Return to the Blue Lagoon, I give a 1.
Yeah.
Because I saw it, same fucking movie.
Yeah.
All right. And, that's...
Return to the Blue Lagoon should just be, we're making the same Blue Lagoon, but different.
Yeah, basically. It's funny because there was another movie which came out in 1982, which is a total ripoff of Blue Lagoon. It's called Paradise, and it starred Phoebe Cates and some other gentlemen. Same fucking story. Victorian era children stranded on an island, basically growing up. It's like they told.
There are so many movies like that, and Lost was that's the whole same concept.
No, Lost is totally different.
No, Lost is the same concept. Stranded on an island.
No, but in this movie, it's like it's literally like the same fucking thing. Like two young kids growing up by themselves and going through adolescence on an island.
And then isn't all of like aren't all those movies basically? What's that book that you had to read in high school about Piggy and
the Lord of the Flies?
Yeah. So aren't all those movies basically just like Lord of the Flies?
No, because I think I was doing research like I do on the internet. I'm like, apparently these Blue Lagoon books were written in like the early 1900s. So they predate Lord of the Flies by like 30 years in terms of when the books were written. Apparently the guy liked to write a lot about stuff on islands. There's 3 books in the sequel. There's that one, the movie we watched, and then there's another one, but they've never made a movie out of that, and they probably never will. So, maybe you'll have to read the book to find out what happens to these fucking kids.
I'm fine.
I'll skim over and tell you what happens. Can't get trapped in an island again. No.
Well, because I don't think that if you grew up on an island, it would be so hard to go back into society.
Yeah.
Even the simple fact of like having to wear clothing. Fuck that shit. Why would you do that when you can run around naked?
Yeah, clearly.
Or just wear a loincloth.
Absolutely.
Especially the woman, like having to wear a corset and stuff when you're used to just wearing like a thin piece of material over your tits and your crotch.
Nice. Nice. This was sent in to me by actually, this was sent in an email by a friend of mine, Neil, because I told him that we had recently got our driver's licenses, and he thought that this was appropriate. This is from a 1988 movie called Crash Course, and this is part of the end of the movie, where when the characters raps and stuff.
So the crash is over and we're all still alive. We'll be cruising down the highway, but not more than 55. Miss Vanessa will be your senior chat, be moving to a door. But you'll visit him and kiss him, he ain't a geek no more. And JJ's going to Michigan State to be a football hero, we can hardly wait. Make us proud, Dr. JJ, we will watch you on TV. Scoring touchdowns or saying to be or not to be. We be driving, no more bus stops in the dark. We be driving, we can parallel park. We be driving. Watch out, world, here we come. We be driving. Reason that we ain't dumb. Santini and Dawn should be doing not too shabby. She be mixing cement and catching rays in the cab. My buddy Rico, you see, gonna make so much loot, cause he got the future sewn up in that stupid chicken suit. Mr. Pearl and Miss Savage are joined at the heart. But watch out for those antacids and watch out for those darts. If a surgeon senorita will be my girl, if she will wear my ring, I'll take her limo for a whirl. And if he takes my rap, will her papa buy us a car with a moonroof, a bar, color TV, and VCR? We be driving, come and go as we please. We be driving, give me that set of spare keys. We be driving, we got nothing to fear. We be driving, let's get the heck out of here. We be driving, but enough of this cool ass. We be driving, cause that's the end of Kitschy's rap.
Nice.
We be driving.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Apparently the entire movie is available to watch on YouTube. It's called Crash Course, and it had a lot of people in there. Like Tina Yethers and Alyssa Milano.
I thought I recognized.
And one of the dudes from Mr. Belvedere, one of the kids.
That blonde girl, isn't she from, not Growing Pains, but Family, no.
Yeah, Family Ties.
Yeah,
Tina Yethers, yeah.
Yeah, I recognize her.
We be driving. Once we get our insurance and our registration, we be driving. We've run and stuff. So close, Rochelle. got our licenses, registrations, or insurance is on its way.
Nice.
Getting the fuck out of here next weekend. Right?
Yeah.
We can do. Oh, absolutely. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't be able to next weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
Doing things, getting out of here, doing other things. We'd be driving.
Beep, when beep. Is Thanksgiving?
October something. I don't know these things.
I don't either. And I didn't even really think about it until, you know, I went to Safeway and they're selling turkeys and stuff.
I was surprised. I was surprised when I went to a drugstore last week and they already had Halloween shit on. I'm like, it's in the middle of fucking September. Calm down. For real.
I know. And, you know, when I was talking to, my friend, who lives in Germany, like, she's already planning Christmas. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
We need to come up with a plan for Christmas.
We'd be driving. that's my plan for everything. What are you going to be doing, Eric? We'd be driving? Or I'd be driving?
So what are you doing this weekend? We'd be driving.
I'd be driving.
What are you doing tonight? We'd be driving.
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
This is apparently a real thing. I discovered this clip. This is, I guess, something which exists in IKEA. And I thought it was full of shit, but actually got verified it from multiple news sources. You know how they have the kids' playroom in IKEA?
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's one for adult men, too, who are left alone when their wives...
Oh, good plan.
...are going and spending their hard-earned money on IKEA shit.
Well, shopping can be one of the most testing things that a couple can do. But IKEA has come up with a nifty idea to stop some of those arguments in their tracks.
Welcome to Manland. It's basically a crèche for husbands and boyfriends with short retail attention spans. A place to hang out while their wives and girlfriends roam the aisles of IKEA. And while some men may pretend to enjoy the shopping experience, we all know they prefer to be playing an Xbox or watching the footy or pushing a trolley anyway.
I'm sure this is the best fucking thing in the entire world.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome.
They had better get that in the IKEA in Calgary.
The only thing that's not awesome about it is when, say, for instance, when we go shopping together, then we make choices together. But when I go shopping by myself, then you don't get to choose anymore.
If I get to play Jurassic Park pinball, I'm fine with whatever choice that you make. Look at these guys. This guy.
Okay, I see him.
I just paused on a random point.
Yeah, this guy is like gleaming.
And he is like the happiest person in the world.
He's playing Jurassic Park pinball.
He's like, this is the fucking best. All right.
Shopping?
Nah. I hate it.
So you'd much rather be here.
Sure.
So do you think that this is a really good idea for men who are sick of trudging around the shops?
Oh, great. I got to stop at a hot dog. They should have been everywhere.
That there's a 30-minute time limit and that the wives are given a buzzer before they go shopping. Is that so they have to remember to come back and actually pick up their husbands?
Yeah, exactly. At IKEA, we have something called Small Lab, which is a crèche for children, and we give the parents a buzzer. So we've done the same thing at Manland. So after 30 minutes, the buzzer goes off, reminds you that you have to come pick up your man, or else, you know, we may have to call the authorities and get them taken away.
So here's a buzzer. We can buzz it for you whenever he's ready to come down and see you again.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself.
See you later.
Actually think benefits more from Manland? Is it the wives who no longer have to drag their whinging husbands around, or is it the guys that kind of finally get some reprieve from being dragged around the shop?
There's really a look of relief when women check their men into Manland, just, you know, knowing that they're not going to have a whinging guy hanging around with them while they're shopping.
So, 30 minutes is not enough time for...
No, I think that they probably just buzz whenever the husband's like ready to go.
Mm.
Kind of a thing. But yeah, 30 minutes is not really long enough.
They should make that. I would hang out there every day. Just go.
Well, maybe that's the reason why they have a time limit, so that you don't get dudes hanging out there.
Guy walking up, my wife is shopping and stuff. I'll just hang out here until she comes back. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, because I wonder if they have to, like you probably don't have to pay for the foosball and the video games.
Probably not. Like, yeah.
So to be, this is in the UK or?
Australia.
Australia, wow.
Please, IKEA, make this happen here because on my next IKEA trip, I want to go to Manland.
See, I would, it would be cool if you went there, but with, but then the one thing I'd be worried about is like after I do all the shopping and figure out everything and pick up everything, then we go to pay for it and then you decide that you didn't want some of the stuff.
I'm sure after there I'd be in a good mood. I'd be like, yeah, get 20 fucking spoons or whatever and a bunch of plastic shit. I don't care. I was just a fucking Manland is awesome. So you can get all the plastic schlucken blukes and stoomps or whatever they're called.
I don't know.
And I'll just have fun and have a hot dog. Yeah, but I won't be drinking.
They should have that like in every mall.
Fuck.
That'd be amazing.
Yes. Yes. But they should not have these at the food court.
Fresh juice and smoothie stands are pretty much staples in America. But in Peru, well, the ingredients are a bit different. In Lima, this juice stand has been serving fog juice for 15 years. It's become so popular that some people drink it every day. The bar owner says frog juice can make the body strong, soothe fatigue, and is a tonic to both bones and eyes. Customers witness how the frog juice is extracted, but we're not going to show you those gory details.
Well, actually, you did. You just showed the woman dropping a frog into a fucking blender.
Ugh.
So, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you already showed it.
So.
That's sick.
Whew. No. I would not drink that.
Do frogs have bones, don't they?
Yeah, they have bones. Like,
wouldn't there be lumpy shit in it?
If you blend it enough, it's going to be not smoother, but geez.
So sick.
And then how more than 20 ingredients are added. The frogs come from a freshwater lake known as Titicaca at a high elevation in southern Peru. The bar sells about 80 frogs a day. Frog juice sellers also love to produce all kinds of flavors by adding various local fruit juices, sometimes even a little bit of wine.
Well, it's certainly not a mojito.
They strain it, so there's no juice in it.
Yeah, because they throw it in the blender and then they put it through a strainer to catch any.
And she also put a little egg in it. Like a quail egg or something.
Why?
Maybe it's like the new Rocky drink, right? Maybe Rocky should have been drinking frogs.
Yeah, he was eating like raw eggs and shit. Ugh.
Yeah, it's gross. Can't you get salmonella from eating raw eggs?
Well, in the 1970s when that was made, they didn't really think of things like that.
Well, actually, you know, when you eat cookie dough, you're eating raw eggs.
It's cookies, though. So.
I know, but
it's
eggs.
Wrapped up in like so much goodness that you kind of forget about
it. Well, maybe that's what these things are. Maybe the frog's guts are wrapped up in so much goodness you don't taste it.
Give me some cookie juice. Forget the frogs. Put in some cookie juice, and I'll be good.
Nice.
Mmm. What else we got here, Rochelle? How about we do some things before we head out of here? A 29-year-old woman faces animal cruelty and felony menacing charges after witnesses confronted her Friday morning for running a puppy alongside her Toyota Camry.
What?
She told officers the dog named Cooper goes ballistic if it doesn't walk 3 miles a day. Witnesses called police after seeing the leashed dog struggling to keep up with the car. She reportedly said the dog was fine. So basically,
she's taking the dog for a walk with her car.
Yeah, so she's just hanging out the leash outside the window rather than walking with the dog because I guess it's a bit much.
Oh, that's fucked.
That's totally fucking lazy. That's more than forever lazy.
And she was wearing her forever lazy suit while doing that?
She's stupid lazy. She's free on bond. The dog was uninjured but was taken to a local shelter. It's expected to be released to its owner, who's out of town at the time of the incident. That is forever lazy. That's super lazy. Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, you can train your dog to like go for a walk with you on a bicycle. That would be easier, and then the dog can run faster. But even that, I see people do that, and I have no clue how they do that.
On a bike?
On a bike, because the dog pulls you, right?
Yeah, it could pull you one direction or another, right?
Yeah.
One more thing before we head out of here. Authorities in Indiana say they've arrested a 43-year-old sword-carrying samurai who described himself, and this is in quotes, Rochelle, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. this is what he described himself as. On Sunday, police were dispatched to investigate a report of a shirtless man running down the highway with a sword. Upon arrival, they found an older model Toyota car. What's with Toyotas in these stories? Abandoned in the middle of the highway. Police saw the suspect dressed in plaid knee-length shorts and slip-on shoes. He was marching with a 35-inch-long samurai sword on the inner shoulder of the highway, police said. That's a long fucking sword. That's like 3 feet. The man was marching like a drum major, holding the sword, moving it up and down in rhythm with his marching cadence. When police approached him, he swung the sword in a defensive manner. He dropped the sword when the police told him to do so. So, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
So basically, he needs to be in a psych ward.
Or needs more cereal.
No. I think he's probably had too much cereal.
Too much
sugar. He needs frog juice. Mm-hmm. Yum, yum, yum.
Actually, I do want to play this one last clip.
Oh, Eric, you keep on doing this. You're like...
It is good.
No, Eric. Like...
Okay. We'll end.
Seriously, if it was up to you, you would show clips for like 2 hours.
So you're saying you want to do a show like that?
No, I don't.
I would totally be into shooting a show. Yeah.
I know you would. You want to do a show that's like 6 hours long. Or what was it, 24 hours long or
something? A million hours long.
That's retarded.
Forever. Never stop.
Wait, just one more clip. Wait, just one more story. And then it gets to a point where it's not really a discussion. You're just playing it for the sake of playing it, which is not the point.
Okay.
Right?
How about we do this?
No.
We play the end theme song because we're going to end. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Rochelle, I was wrong.
What?
You're right about everything. I'm sorry.
What?
You had a little bit of an outburst. You got angry at me.
I did. Sorry.
I don't.
Just like, when you're just like, wait, one more story. Wait, one more clip. Wait, one more story. And it just, like, it gets irritating.
Okay.
Like, we have to have a time limit or else people will get bored.
We do have a time limit, and this is it. This is our show, Tip Tap Tip. If you like it, tell your friends. Tell them to listen to the show. Tell them to check it out. TipTapTip.com. Rate us on iTunes and stuff.
Yeah, and if you have any stories or comments about the show, you can either call us, like the voicemail number that we mentioned already on the show, 310-584-7827 or 310-5-TIP-TAP. Or else you can send us an email, also another easy way to just send us a note, info@tiptaptip.com. We love to hear from everybody, or even if you just want to send us stories or videos.
Yeah.
Like Calvin does.
Yeah, it's pretty good because we get stuff sent to us, and we check it out,
yeah,
and we talk about it.
It's fun.
There you go. What else we got to say?
Don't eat frogs.
Apparently we have a couple.
Don't walk your dogs with cars. Don't be dumb.
Apparently we have a couple guests coming up on Sunday, right?
We do?
I don't know. You're the one who's arranging this, right?
I don't know. It's so hard to say. It's you know, we hope to.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Maybe we will, or maybe it's just going to be more of this, right?
We'll see.
All right. Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We will talk to you on Sunday with or without guests. Who knows? Maybe.
Surprise.
All right. Bye.
Bye.